Thank you, Miss Vicky and Miss Kelly. What a blessing. I was ready to join on in with them. I was looking around. I saw some of y'all. You were ready to join in, too. I imagine that would have been all right. But what a blessing that is. I'm looking forward to that mansion. And that, again, is something that we ought to be thankful for. Our next speaker tonight is Brother John Rhodes. Brother Rhodes has been with us now almost a year. And he's jumped in with both feet and took over the teen class there on Wednesday nights, doing an outstanding job. And I appreciate what he's doing in there, and appreciate his zeal for the Lord and how he's ready to just do whatever God would have him to do. And I appreciate that. And I know that God's going to use him to do great things. And I believe he's going to use him to do great things here at Victory Baptist Church. And we look forward to our youth group growing. Even if it's at the expense of my hair, amen?
Amen.
Amen. But anyway, appreciate his friendship. Brother John, you come on and you give us whatever the Lord's laid on your heart.
I'll pay you later.
All right. Amen. Well, you can open your Bibles with me, if you will, tonight to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. I looked over Luke chapter 17, just couldn't find anything worth preaching out of it, so I'm not going to. Luke chapter number 2, and I'm not much of a testimony guy or somebody that shares, so I'm just going to preach. It's the only thing my dad taught me to do, and he didn't do much of a job at that, so I'm going to attempt to preach to you tonight. Luke chapter number 2, we're going to read verse 36 through 38, and earlier preacher told us we had like 15 minutes or something, but then earlier he said that we have no time limitation or something to that effect when he was talking about, so I think he was talking about preaching, so I prepared a 45-minute message, so here we go. No, I'm just kidding. 15 minutes and I'll be done if we go that long. So, verse 36, and there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, which, she was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And the title of this message is Talk is Cheap, but Actions Speak. And every Thanksgiving, we're supposed to get together and say how thankful we are for what God's done for us. But how much of it is a facade, is a show? And I know there were several years, man, I thought relentlessly on what I was going to say at the table that God did for me. You know, I was just playing the game, and I thought, I got to think of something good. I got to talk my brother Stephen, because I know he's going to come up with one good lie. And but talk's cheap. But I want to look at this. Anna was a prophetess, and for that, we read about Simeon, and he was promised that he would see the Savior before he died. And she walks in and sees all this. But I got 5 points that I want to share with you tonight. And number one, we see her problem. And there was a woman named Anna, and it goes on down, and it says that she was a widow of about 84 years. She'd only been married for 7 years. Her husband dies. She obviously doesn't have kids because she's not taking care of them. She's just at the temple, so she gets married, husband dies, doesn't have any kids, and that's pretty much a shame in Israel. It's not like, you know, in Israel they didn't have 2.3 kids per household or whatever the going rate is now. It was a shame for them not to have it. So not only does her husband die, she's left with no kids, and now she's been alone for up to 65 years or so. But so we see her problem, but we see her persistence. It says that in verse number 37, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God. We see her, she served God. Even though her life was a wreck, everything went wrong. Really, what could she say was good in her life after her husband died? I mean, she had nothing. Apparently, she didn't have a house. She had a house. She sold it. She had nothing. But she served God, and she never left the temple. Maybe to eat, maybe to drink, but that's about it. And other than that, she was fasting and in prayers night and day. And there was never a time that she wasn't serving God. She wasn't praying, she was helping somebody. If she wasn't helping, she was fasting. And she wasn't the Pharisee that's praying and saying, like, you know, I'm better than this wicked sinner. She was sincere about what she was doing.
Amen.
Even though everything in her life had went wrong. So we see her problem. We see her persistence. I want you to see number three, her path. Verse number 38, and she coming in that instance. You know, Simeon had been at the temple for a long time. She obviously had carried on several conversations with him, I had no doubt. And she knew that Simeon had been promised to see the Son of God coming, and she walks in as Simeon, and verse 34 says, and Simon blessed him and said, verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of Israel, of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against him, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And she walks in as Simon's looking at Jesus, and he's saying this, and immediately, it says at that instant, verse number 38, she coming in that instant gave thanks. As soon as she knew what Simon was doing, she started giving thanks to the Lord because she got to see this child too. Even though, yeah, everything had went wrong in her life and all she had done is serve God, boy, she sees the child Jesus and immediately she gives thanks. And so we see her problem, we see her persistence, her path that God put her on, and we see her praise. She gave thanks. And what a blessing. But here's the main part. Without this, it's all null and void. We see her proof. We see her proof. The very end of verse number 38. And spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. She was so thankful for what she had been able to partake of. There wasn't anybody that she wasn't telling. And how else can we show our thanks to God? We say, oh, I'm thankful that he saved me. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. Well, what are you doing to show him? You know, we don't have to tell God, thank you. God doesn't look on the outward appearance, what we do, what we say. He looks on our heart. And if we're just like I did for several Thanksgivings, you know, the little best comes around, you pull out the corn pebble or whatever, however your family does it. You got to say something that God did for you, and you're so thankful, and I was just, you know, happy to be alive and be able to beat my brother up. What a deal. And not my older one, he always beat me up, but my littler one. But she had proof. She didn't just say, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm sure glad you're here. You come to say it? Great. No, she had proof. She spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So, as we go through Thanksgiving and Christmas and we make our New Year's resolutions, it's not just thank God or thank Christ for coming. Let's prove it. Talk's cheap,
amen,
but actions speak.
That's
it, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. What an outstanding challenge. Praise the Lord for that. That was very good. Appreciate that. It stood out to me that in an instant she gave thanks. Don't you know that that was because she had a heart already for gratitude? I mean, she was already prone to give thanks and prone to speak of those things. In an instant, without hesitation, she gave thanks. What a blessing that was. Thank you, Brother John. I appreciate that. Brother Eddie, I think we got a congregational song now.
Yep.
Well, let's do it.
Number 313. Let's stand. Number 313.
Jesus, all our sins and graves to bear. What a privilege you carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Ye should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Sorrow share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord. Friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Please be seated.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that opportunity to pray. All right, well, you've had the opportunity to listen. Now I'm going to give you the opportunity to do a little talking. I just want to open it up for just a moment. If you have something that the Lord has put in your heart that you want to do, that you want to say, just a brief testimony of Thanksgiving, I want to give you that opportunity. Miss Linda.
Two things. Number one, I don't have any heart disease. That just came back. I'm in perfect health and vigor.
Amen.
My brother's daughter in nursing home. Praise God.
Amen. Woo! Amen. Two wonderful blessings to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. You can use that when you pick up your corn nugget or whatever it was. Someone else, something you want to share, just a word of testimony, something you're thankful for. Brother Kenneth.
It wasn't